Until the 1980s, it was unheard of for an established orchestra to be interested in repertoire for the solo trombone. But since then, it has become quite the instrument of interest and challenge for composers and orchestras alike. Ellen Tafe Svillick has written 14 concertos, so perhaps it is not surprising that she was the one chosen by two trombonists of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra to write concertos for them, one for tenor and one for bass trombone. Ellen Svillick is the recipient of numerous prizes and honors, including the 1983 Pulitzer Prize in Music, the first woman ever to receive it. She currently holds the Francis Epps Distinguished Professorship at Florida State University. We're going to hear Svillick's Concerto for Tenor Trombone, which is dedicated to Jay Friedman, one of the Chicago Symphony trombonists. The introduction to the first movement is explosive and leads to a long melodic line in the trombone, accompanied by staccato horns. The second movement is very introverted and original, something Jay Friedman had expressly asked for in his collaboration with the composer. It certainly isn't the big, brassy, aggressive sound we might associate with the trombone section. I love the espressivity of it. In the last movement, the reticent character continues to dominate, but at the end, the trombone explodes into a cadenza-like passage, and the climax rises to the very highest register of the instrument. In this performance, Christian Lindbergh is the trombonist with the Malmö Symphony Orchestra conducted by James DePriest.